morning on Wednesday, July 29. Bob Surratt with you on your morning drive. And let's check in with Dean Richards, get some entertainment news. How you doing today, Dean?
Good morning.
I'm interested in whether you thought there were any surprises when you heard the Emmy nominations yesterday.
I was a little bit surprised by some of the snubs that took place. I don't think too many anything happened, really, that nobody expected was going to happen. Schitt's Creek was my delightful pick that the show was nominated for Best Comedy, and every single one of the main characters in that show also was nominated. So I was happy to see that happen, but I was very surprised to see James Corden not get a nomination for his Late Late Show. I mean, it's one of the most trendable shows with his carpool karaoke and so many things that he does online. But they took that category and they shrunk it down to only 5 nominees instead of the usual 6. So Corden, most people agree, was the one that got squeezed out. Jimmy Kimmel was nominated. Colbert was nominated. Trevor Noah was nominated. Samantha Bee, John Oliver was nominated. The only one that was not really was Jimmy Fallon and Corden, of course. But a lot of people would argue that they didn't think that Jimmy Fallon really falls into that category anyway. I guess I was a little surprised at some of the other snubs that included our pal Bob Odenkirk, one of Chicago's very own, the show Better Call Saul, getting nominated. But it's amazing to me that Odenkirk himself did not get nominated. And there was a whole slew of Oscar-winning actors who all did TV this year, mostly limited series and TV movies, like Meryl Streep, like Al Pacino, like Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon. None of them individually getting nominated. Some of the shows did, but everybody thought that it would be a shoo-in that these really big actors were going to get nominations, and they did not.
Your WGN-TV cooking segments get any nominations?
Well, you know, we just started that at the beginning of the pandemic, so I don't think we were eligible
next year
for Emmy consideration. But I am lobbying for best injury on a television show. I can't see anybody else even coming close to me.
No, you're going to win every year.
On that, right. I'm going to be the Oprah of the most injured person on a TV show.
Let's get to some movie news today. And now, why would a movie studio want to make any kind of deal where they would release their pictures to home to the homes even faster than they used to? Aren't they going to have enough trouble with people who have gotten used to streaming?
Yeah, they just want to get their product out there, as quickly as possible. And yesterday, the AMC Theaters and Universal Pictures came to an agreement to release their motion pictures, the Universal motion pictures, 17 days before they would normally come to either theaters if they're open or online platforms if they're open. And I guess, I guess they must figure that there is enough money involved in those 17 days to, get a head start on some of the competition that might be out there. So, among the Universal Pictures that could be affected by this, the F9, Fast and Furious 9, it's going to be called F9, will be one of those movies. Jurassic World will be one of those movies. I mean, they can make millions and millions and millions of dollars by releasing those a little bit sooner than they would at normal platforms.
What are you hearing about the theaters reopening?
Well, still no word from AMC Theaters, and I think they're being probably the most realistic of them, but the second largest movie chain in America, Regal Theaters, yesterday announced that they are going to be reopening their theaters on August 21st. They have hundreds of locations, 549 locations across America, two in the city of Chicago, several out in the suburbs. But they're not saying which ones are going to open and which ones are not going to open. But on their website, they have a safety guideline page. And what is interesting about this is they are requiring that you wear masks in areas like the lobby and the hallways and the restrooms. The concession area, everything is going to be touchless. You will order touchless. You will pick up your food and pay for your food touchless. But here's the interesting part to me, that after you get your food and drink, you know, you spend your $700 or $800 for some popcorn and a drink, you can go into the theater and take your mask off and eat and drink. And presumably you're not going to put your mask back on, I would think, in the theater once, you know, if you're going to just kind of be grazing on food, you're going to leave it off. So in the dark, I assume they haven't said that there will be social distancing,
but I better
assume,
be.
I assume that there will be, but still, I'm still not comfortable with that.
You're not comfortable with the mask off in there?
With the mask off. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, if I know people, you know, want to eat their popcorn and Milk Duds, but I'm not crazy about the idea of being in a room with, even though it's 25% of the capacity of that room, with, you know, people as you know, we know people don't pay attention to all the rules, you know, being in a room with those people.
Well, I mean, if you're far from people, other people sitting in there, true, you have to be more worried when you're inside anywhere than when you're outside. But I think if everybody's practicing social distancing, that it would be okay.
I guess so. I guess so. It just, I think, you know, until we get back into some situations like that, I'm not crazy about going back into a theater right now, to be honest. Not crazy about going back onto a plane. To be honest, and you know, those are the two things that I do for my job.
Well, yeah, you before the pandemic were going to theaters wearing a hazmat suit. So
very,
you know,
true.
We have to take this with a grain of salt.
Very true.
Dean's got some news about Michelle Obama and special things to watch this week. We'll get to that after our GN quick morning update. Dave, do you have an announcement to make?
I do, Bob. Heat, rain, storms. You never know when, but you always know who. Watch Tom Skilling weeknights at 9 and 10 on WGN-TV News.
Thank you for that announcement. Now we can get back to Dean.
Wow, that was smooth. I'm writing that down. That was good.
Michelle Obama has a podcast, doesn't everybody? What's she going to do on this podcast,
Dean?
Well,
the very first episode of her brand-new podcast starts today. It is available only on Spotify, and it's going to be an interview show. Her first guest is a former president of the United States by the name of Barack Obama.
Sure.
And they will talk about current events. They'll talk about young people, responsibility to community and country. She's got, this is an interesting first lineup of guests. Of Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and Conan O'Brien. Which one of those doesn't fit into the bunch? I'll bet the Conan interview is going to be really interesting and certainly hilarious.
Well, he's always good. I know you have a couple of things you want to mention as far as special things to watch this week.
Yeah, you know, on Friday I always tell you about movies that are streaming for the weekend and things like that, but there are a couple of local things that I wanted to just bring to everybody's attention. One of them is the Bronzeville Film Festival awards ceremony that it's a festival of short documentaries that were created by high school students and college students. High schools in the Bronzeville neighborhood, Columbia College, for example, and these college students worked on a variety of different topics. And on Sunday, of all the films that were submitted, two will be recognized for their, you know, as the winners at an award ceremony that can be seen on the DuSable Museum of African American History's Facebook page and also their YouTube page. That's at 5 p.m. on Sunday. And then at 6 p.m. on Sunday, the whole thing will be broadcast on WGN-TV. So it's a good way to see young people doing extremely positive things. The other thing that is cool and worth noting is Ravinia TV. Ravinia TV is something special that they Ravinia puts on their YouTube page and Facebook page, YouTube channel and Facebook page. They're little 20-minute shows of interviews and archival footage and performances by Ravinia favorites like the great Ramsey Lewis, like the group Chicago, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, plus other local and national performers who have been featured in the 4 or 5 episodes that they have put out the past few weeks. Their next one will come out this coming Friday. Friday night at 7 o'clock is when they release them, and will feature pianist Lang Lang and singers Tony DeSari and Morris Robinson, and also conductor Wayne Marshall. So if you go to Ravinia.org, there's a link, and you can find them. Or if you just go to Ravinia's YouTube or Facebook pages, you'll be able to watch those. But they're you know, fun and give you a little bit of a sense of you know, being out at Ravinia and enjoying some great music.
Yeah, put a blanket down on the living room floor,
right,
and watch. I guess Ravinia has always videotaped the concert. Concerts, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they have rights to show all of the concerts, because that can be a contractual nightmare. But
yeah,
they have recorded them, and I'm sure you know there's an amazing in their very first episode. They have an interview with Ramsey Lewis, who has been playing at Ravinia for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting interview with Ramsey, and then a fantastic performance by the group Chicago that's definitely worth seeing. And they have little vignettes and things in the middle of all of this stuff. But it's kind of a fun thing, and good for Ravinia for taking the extra effort to put it all together and put it out there. Since, they and every other concert venue is shut down right now.
And how do we see that again? The Ravinia?
That's on Ravinia's YouTube page.
Okay.
And their Facebook page. But if you go to their website, ravinia.org, there is a link that will take you right there.
And I know you're doing some cooking on Channel 9 again this morning. And tell me what you're going to do, and then I'm going to make a suggestion how you can weave in a shout-out for us.
Okay.
In your segment.
All right, good. Yeah, because I'm trying to come up with summer ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Of things to cook today. So I'm making a grilled shrimp, grilled scallop, and lobster tail pasta salad that can be served. You can serve it, warm, or you can serve it, make it the day before, put it in the fridge, and get it nice and chilled, because all the seafood works perfectly nice and chilled. But it's a fantastically delicious, basically seafood pasta salad.
Okay, so here's what you do. You present this, and then you say, this dish, and then people are looking at the lobster and everything, and you say, this is even more elaborate than the Bob Surratt Morning Show on WGN Radio.
Okay.
And go with that.
Yeah, more succulent. I can work in...
yeah, more succulent.
I can work in descriptive...
I bet you can.
...phrases that correlate with the eating process.
Yeah, okay, good luck, and
because
we'll be watching.
Just as delicious as whatever is in this plate is what you will now find on 7:20 a.m.
Listen to Dean
Something
Rich
like
is
that?
A walking promotion, man.
Something like that? All right.
That'll work.
I got it.
We'll be watching. Thank you, Dean. Talk to you here tomorrow.